He looked back at Eddie, and his deeply lined face was stern. You have come from the shadow of the heroine and the shadow of your brother, my friend. Come from the shadow of yourself, if you dare. Come now. Come out, or shoot me and have done with it. For a moment, he thought Eddie was going to do just that, and it would all end right here, on this high ridge, beneath a cloudless summer sky, with the spires of the city glimmering on the horizon like blue ghosts. Then Eddie's cheek began to twitch. The firm line of his lips softened and began to tremble. His hand fell from the sandalwood butt of Roland's gun. His chest hitched once, twice, three times. His mouth opened, and all his despair and terror came out in one groaning cry as he blundered toward the gunslinger.
I'm afraid, you numb fuck! Don't you understand that? Roland, I'm afraid!
His feet tangled together. He fell forward. Roland caught him and held him close, smelling the sweat and dirt on his skin, smelling his tears and terror. The gunslinger embraced him for a moment, then turned him toward Susanna. Eddie dropped to his knees beside her chair, his head hanging wearily. She put a hand on the back of his neck, pressing his head against her thigh, and said bitterly to Roland, "Sometimes I hate you, big white man." Roland placed the heels of his hands against his forehead and pressed hard. Sometimes I hate myself.
Don't ever stop you, though, do it.
Roland didn't reply. He looked at Eddie, who lay with his cheek pressed against Susanna's thigh and his eyes tightly shut. His face was a study in misery. Roland fought away the dragging weariness that made him want to leave the rest of this charming discussion for another day. If Eddie was right, there was no other day. Jake was almost ready to make his move. Eddie had been chosen to midwife the boy into this world. If he wasn't prepared to do that, Jake would die at the point of entry. As surely as an infant must strangle if the mother root is tangled about its neck when the contractions begin. Stand up, Eddie. For a moment he thought Eddie would simply go on crouching there and hiding his face against the woman's leg. If so, everything was lost. And that was Ka, too. Then, slowly, Eddie got to his feet. He stood there with everything, hands, shoulders, head, hair, hanging. Not good, but he was up, and that was a start. Look at me. Susanna stirred uneasily, but this time she said nothing. Slowly, Eddie raised his head and brushed the hair out of his eyes with a trembling hand. This is for you. I was wrong to take it at all, no matter how deep my pain. Roland curled his hand around the rawhide strip and yanked, snapping it. He held the key out to Eddie. Eddie reached for it like a man in a dream, but Roland did not immediately open his hand. Will you try to do what needs to be done?
Yes.
His voice was almost inaudible. Do you have something to tell me?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid.
There was something terrible in Eddie's voice, something which hurt Roland's heart, and he supposed he knew what it was. Here was the last of Eddie's childhood, expiring painfully among the three of them. It could not be seen, but Roland could hear its weakening cries. He tried to make himself deaf to them. Something else I've done in the name of the tower. My score grows ever longer, and the day when it will all have to be totted up like a long-time drunkard's bill in an alehouse draws ever nearer. How will I ever pay? I don't want your apology, least of all for being afraid, he said. Without fear, what would we be? Mad dogs with foam on our muzzles and shit drying on our hocks.
What do you want, then?
Eddie cried.
You've taken everything else, everything I have to give. No, not even that, because in the end I gave it to you. So what else do you want from me?
Roland held the key, which was their half of Jake Chambers' salvation, locked in his fist and said nothing. His eyes held Eddie's, And the sun shone on the green expanse of plain and the blue-gray reach of the Send River, and somewhere in the distance the crow hailed again across the golden leagues of this fading summer afternoon.